Amen. Then, man, stand. Let's read a few scriptures. Let's start with John 10:10. This is a scripture we often use in the church. It's Jesus in this session. Jesus is declaring that he is the good shepherd. And he makes this statement in the 10th verse that declared the whole Bible. He revealed the enemy and he revealed himself. And he revealed that he's stronger than the enemy. So in the 10th verse, he said, the thief cometh, that's the enemy, not but to steal three things, to kill and to destroy. Now he is doing a bold job in the body of Christ when it comes down to hell. He's stealing, he's killing, and he's destroying. He's doing it now. And we're aiming by faith to turn it around, to go to the second part of the verse, and that I am come that they might have life. Now, what more can be an abundant life than living in good health? Right? Now, it seemed like that they might have abundant life, more life might have it more abundantly. They might have life that they might have it more abundantly. It seemed like that's impossible the way it looked. Go to Ephesians 3:20. The Apostle Paul prays in a prayer and get down to a certain part in that prayer. And I think he compliments this verse that Jesus said in John 10:10, in Ephesians 3:20. Now you got to start at the 14th verse to get a whole picture of what he's saying. But to get down to the 20th verse after praying, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, that's that word abundant again, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in him. In us. And so there are things we're trying to do with prayer that is not going to be done without cooperation. There are things we're trying to get done through meditating the word, speaking the word, decreeing the word, they are not going to be done without cooperation. And one of the things is help. The world pulled a screen over our eyes about help. Look in Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Notice those verses just telling you what all God wants you to have. Look in 2 Corinthians, we'll do two more. 2 Corinthians 1:20. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. And then a very familiar verse that we often quote, but we need to let it come to pass in John 8:32. I want these scriptures to prep what the Spirit of God want to say to you tonight. He's well able to do it. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think. And John 8:32. And the truth, the word, when the word is ministered, the truth should be ministered. And you should know the truth about your health. That truth will make you free. Okay? You know the truth about your health. That truth will make you free, make you live a long, satisfied life. You don't die on a bed and all your family around there feeling so sorry for you. Just go to sleep. All right? You may be seated. I want to talk to you tonight about the secrets, plural, the secrets of having abundant health. The secrets of having abundant health. Now, it don't even seem possible. You're talking about abundant. Just give me a little health. Talking about abundant health. But he said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask to think. I'm coming that you might have life, you might have it more abundant. He was talking about health also. Yes, now, challenging questions going to come tonight. Challenging. The first question is, are you a health attractor or a health resistor? Are or you're a health attractor, or are you a health resistor? Well, without revelation of your body, without revelation of how your body should be taken care of, you probably are a health resistor. There's such a mass ignorance about health. And that mass ignorance is in the body of Christ also. So I want you to be able to answer that question. Are you a health attractor or you a health resistor? Now, the Bible talks about people in the secular world came out with the law of attraction, but that's actually a biblical principle belonging to the church. I know a book was written by the law of attraction. I read it. Everybody, all whole world with the law of attraction. You have the divine right to attract health to your body. Let me say something about the law of attraction. The law of attraction works by faith and obedience. Get that? Faith and what else?
Obedience.
Now, you can pray all you want. If you're not going to obey, when God give you insight, when God give you understanding, and you just decide you're going to stay like you are and go the way you want to go, you can't hold God and you can't hold me. You hold one person, yourself. Because faith will not work without obedience. Let me say that again. Faith cannot work without obedience. All right? If you don't follow faith properly and be obedient, otherwise you're in the hands of the enemy deception about your health. You're in the hands of the enemy deceptions about your health. There's a lot of health deception. And the enemy planted in the church also. Let's talk about the revelation of divine health. It must be clear to your soul. You remember 3 John 2? Huh? It must be clear to your mind. It must be clear to your emotion. It must be clear to your imagination. It must be clear to your conscience how health works. How am I supposed to cooperate with God about my health? So the revelation of divine health must be clear to your soul. You got that? Before your divine... I got to read this together because I want you to hear this. The revelation of divine health must be clear to your soul before your divine rights of health can be unfolded. I'm going to read that again because I want you to get that. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to help us because we're not in a mathematical class. We're not in an arithmetic class. We're not in an English class. We're in a spiritual class here. So let me give it to you again. The revelation of divine health, emphasize that, divine health, must be clear to your soul before your divine rights of health can be unfolded. We'll get to some scriptures and principles in a few minutes. The wealth of the God kind of health has been hidden from the church so long, believers act like it does not exist. But then Moses had 3 million people and none of them were sick. This is an assignment. Why, Pastor, why you keep teaching on health? It's an assignment. It's an assignment from God. It's a subject that is not taught in the body of Christ that it should be. The wealth of the God kind of health. The wealth of the God kind of health. The wealth of the God kind of health. The wealth of the God kind of health has been hidden, has been hidden, has been hidden from the church so long. Believers act like it does not exist. I'm just teaching another subject. You can say, I'm just teaching another subject. Are you applying faith and wisdom for your health? Now watch what it says next. Are you applying faith and wisdom for your health? Through obedience to the direction of the Holy Ghost. Whatever come from this pulpit should be direction from the Holy Ghost. Shouldn't be my direction. It's direction from the Holy Ghost. All right. And then the last question that I'm going to start giving you principles to see how to develop in this area. Are you ready to live a life of abundant health? Look, some of y'all didn't even answer. Just sitting there like a... Because you know why? Why most people don't answer? They don't think it's possible. They don't think it's possible. Let me ask this question again. Are you ready to live a life of abundant health?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're not going to just be to pray and read the Bible about it. See, it's not going to work like that. You're going to have to train yourself to know what you're doing. You're going to have to ask questions. You're going to have to read. And you're going to have to, and the Bible constantly tells you how to take care of yourself. Let's go to the first principle, Isaiah 1:19. We're going to make a statement. I want you to get this statement. Isaiah 1:19, hold it there. I'm going to make a statement. Praying, but not obeying the principles of health. Praying, but not obeying the principles of health. Matter of fact, the average Christian don't know nothing about no principle of health. Don't know nothing about no health. All they know is go to the doctor, get some medicine, take some vitamin, take bags of vitamin, just vitamin, 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 vitamin. Because you're looking for a shortcut. Praying but not obeying principles of health. Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You, and then that scripture give a principle, you should have good health. Yes, willing and obedient. Well, what willing and obedient to what? To revel, you are blessed to be a member of this church. You're blessed to be in this service. Yes. Because apostolic truth is coming to you. You got to be, to teach this, you got to be grounded and rooted. Because they'll shake you up teaching something like this, you know. But I can't be shook up. I know this is the truth. I know that. And I know some of y'all have mercy. Some of y'all are paying attention. Make some changes, baby. Make some changes. You can do it. What the Bible said? Well, I can do what? All things through who? Which what? Strengthen me. We need it along this line. So there in Isaiah 1:19, you see them two words, willing and obedient? Huh? You could replace them with unwilling and contrary. You say, Lord, please have mercy on my health. He said, what Leroy told you? What my servant told you? You got to make some changes. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You can do it. Yes. Tell the person next to you, you can do it.
You can do it.
Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. I like this scripture. Proverbs chapter 4. I'm going to give you a statement on it, a principle on it. Reading the word, but not yielding to the revelations of the God kind of help. Reading the word, but not yielding to the revelations of the God kind of help. What we got coming out in this school now, this class or this training time, is revelation on help. See, reading the word, but not yielding to the revelations, plural, of the God kind of help. The God kind of help. Then Proverbs 4:20 now. He set us up in Proverbs 4:20. Just flat set us up. And if you get a hold of this, you're gone. I don't care how long. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. My word, my saying. You see that? All right. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Now notice what he said in verse 22. Read it. So what is this? God got this in his word. Why so many God people suffering then? Did God keep this word? Let me read this again. My son, verse 20, attend to my words, all right. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. I mean, verse 21. Verse 22 says, for they are life unto those that find them. All right, that's life. And health. To part of their body. To all their flesh. Well, I mean, where is it? Why is it? Why is it? It's. You can't shout sickness and disease out. Not if through ignorance you invite them in. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me tell you something right now. It's never too late. Take the word impossible out of your vocabulary. It's an insult to God to say something can't be done. Throughout the scripture, he changed everything that he wanted to change if the people let him change it. Now this scripture here, if you read this scripture over and over again, insight must come to you about the God kind of help. You have no excuse not to be healthy. Now, on your way to health, after finding out about health is something else. You have things you're dealing with. But are you going to stay on the trail? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
How many attacks on health do we have in here tonight? Or do we have online? You see what I'm saying? Shouldn't be. Don't let that pill fool you. That pill gonna take you a certain distance and drop you off, because the pill cannot heal. The pill, you like Kotala men say, you want me to say it away, it holds things in place for a while, look like. But then at the end, it drop you. I've seen too many members who were good members died ungodly. They went to heaven, but I didn't like to see them suffer like they suffered. You know, get to a certain age and you can't remember things because something's wrong in your body. Y'all better listen.
Yes, sir.
Listen to this. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 5, and I'm going to give you a principle here that the Lord gave me. Making confessions, but not having possession. All y'all done that about your health. Having a form of health, but denying the power thereof. Making confession, but not having possession. Quoting 9 scriptures. Pray to our. Somebody, a building caught on fire, and the fire department put the at the front of the building and put the fire out, but at the back of the building, somebody else lightened the fire. That's what happens to your health. It's you. You're not sick because of the devil. You're sick because of you. Because the devil is not stronger than you. If you use what God gives you. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Making confessions, plural, but not having possessions. having a form of health, but denying the power thereof. What God will do is pick the power up. Then 2 Timothy 3:5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So he's telling you to turn away from yourself tonight. Turn away from that foolish living and not letting God give you insight of what you're doing wrong. I read in the book, he talks about being addicted to food. It's just like being a drug addict. Just like being an alcoholic. Just like being a fornicator. Isn't that something? Now, you know, if you choose any of y'all about being a fornicator or being an adulterer, y'all say, not me. You know, it almost won't cuss me out, you know. But what about your body? And don't feel sorry for pastor either. You know, pastor's just, oh, so sorry. Pastor don't eat nothing. All right. Now, I want to tell you, now you have to follow instruction, but I want to make a strong statement to you now. Based on Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 through 14. I'll make a strong statement. Taking your health by the force of the cross. Taking your health by the force of the cross. He's already paid for. But you can't, Galatians 3:13 says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Well, sickness and disease is part of the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. He took our sickness up on him. For it's written, cursed they wanted to hang it on the, he took our curse. And sickness is a curse. Yes. It's almost, in talking to you, and I know I've been in the body of Christ 50 years, it almost seemed like it's impossible. Somebody, you got to have something. No, you don't got to have nothing. The Holy Spirit is in here tonight. He's listening. He'll give you an anointing. He'll give you enlightenment. He'll give you insight. He'll give you willpower. Fight. But fight right. Don't be so downhearted and believe that it can't happen. How long? 15, 20 years. How long? Been running through my family 35 years. How long? Well, somebody got to turn it around. Bless God. Hallelujah. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed from sickness and disease. Being made a curse for us. For it's written, curse everyone hanging on a tree. Go to the next verse. I always watch this verse. But the word I want to stand out, the word stand out there might. Might not. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Might. If we don't follow instruction, we are blessed people to have enlightenment about our health in the church. Put us in a fighting position. We pray and we speak the word, but you put the fire out and then you throw a lit match on the pile again. That's what we've been doing. Pastor too. Taking your help by the force of the cross is mine. Now it says here in Romans 12:3, I put that scripture there with it to put this question back before us. I don't want this question to be, I want you to not be able to sleep tonight with this question. Are you attacking health or attracting health? Well, you're attacking health or attracting health. Now, most of us are attacking health. We're not attracting health. What an indictment. That's a great love statement. Stop attacking your health and learn how to attract health. And Romans 12:3, for I say to the grace given to me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think that three times. But to think soberly according to God has dealt to every man to measure of faith. Your faith measure cannot manifest if you're working against it. You know, I'm studying wisdom now in my personal devotion. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom about your health. Now, you might not want to hear what he say, because he's going to bring some changes in your life. All right? So are you attracting health or are you attacking your health? Now, if I had to ask somebody, say, stand up and answer that question. Well, I'm not going to do it, but I suppose somebody had to answer that question. And then I might ask you what you ate today. What you had for lunch. How much water did you drink today? You see what I'm saying? I ask you what you lack. Your lacking is no good for your health. Are you attracting health or are you attacking health? But you're praying on your knees now. Lord, 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 this kidney not working well. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, help. The Lord hear you. But he see you too. And when you come to this apostolic setting in the church about health, and not just talking about healing, he's talking about knowing how to hold it. The rest of your life. Yes. Wasn't the Bible talking about a long, satisfied life? What do you think? What are you talking about? He's talking about a long life without sickness and disease. Yes. I'm hearing very clearly in the spirit now the word trap. Trap. I'm hearing that word trap. It's clearly in the spirit. We've got to get out of this trap. If you look at Acts 10:38, it is said here, God is the God of help. How many agree with that? Yes. Jesus is the Lord of help. The Holy Ghost is the power of help. That's the Trinity. Oh my, I love it. I love it. God is the God of help. Jesus is the Lord of health. Yes. The Holy Ghost is the power of health. Oh, somebody didn't hear it. Yes. God yes. is the God of health. Yes. Come on, get a little happy. Yes. Look, I'm not here condemning you. I love you. But I got to tell you the truth. We're about to turn it around. Everybody about to turn their health around. God is the God of health. Jesus is the Lord of health. The Holy Ghost is the power of health. And Acts 10:38, now lay it out for us. All three of them in there. All three of them. God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. In that voice. Look at them. How God anointed Jesus. That God here. He anointed Jesus, right? Yes. What he anointed him with? There are all three of them. That's the Trinity right there. Yes. With the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Now listen to what happened. And healing everybody up in here. Everybody, all mean all, right? Yes. May everybody up in here be healed. May everybody online be healed. Yes. The same God, the same Jesus, the same Holy Spirit. Why not? Why not Kotamara? Why not God can't heal you? Then you come in full agreement with him. I'm going to wash my body and take care of my body. Why you can't be healed right here tonight? God don't have to wait no 7-8 months to heal you. He's God. But he needs your cooperation with him. I'm going to drop the healing on you, or you're going to keep your health. Are you paying attention in this class? Are you learning? You know some of the wrong you're doing right now. You know it, and you're fighting every way you can to hold on to it. But you're going to turn and lose tonight. That demon getting off your back. Listen at this. You may be seated. All health crisis must leave your life now. How now? By applying the wisdom of God now. All health crisis. I don't care what you got. I don't care about high blood pressure. I don't care what it is. Cancer. I don't care what it is. Got to leave. Asthma. I don't care what it is. You can deal with high blood pressure and diabetes in 3 or 4 weeks. It might not take that long. Just wash the fork. Wash the fork. Don't let the fork become a demon. All health crises must leave your life now by applying the health wisdom of God now. That's a long scripture, James 1 through 6, because James 1 through 6 classify what major trials we've been going through in the body of Christ from the pulpit on down. James chapter 1. She's talking about various trials, tests, and temptation. But that's one of the greatest trials we have in the body of Christ is a health trial. Yes. Sickness and disease, Satan, slick, he's using that. And the world system, commercials, and all these people are tied in together with it, they're trying to make money. You know how much money going to drop if people start getting healthy? Somebody got to go get another job. So they kind of get against you when you're teaching like this. But see, I'm under God's direction, and so they cannot stop me from teaching. Turn to James. Let's look at this. Because James revealed to us health crisis and the principle in this text. Tell you how to sell a thing. James, let's James, a servant of God, first verse of the Lord, first chapter of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greeting. My brother, count it all joy when you fall in divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect entire, wanting nothing. Then he goes on to tell you how to settle the thing. We're talking about health now. For if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Now, how many of you all have asked God for wisdom about your health? Okay, I see a hand. All right. Now, all right. See a hand. You ain't got no answer? You asking for wisdom? Here it is right here tonight. He has the wisdom. He'll send it to his servants, you know. Yeah. So if you ask for wisdom, been asking for wisdom the last 4 or 5 years and not well yet, something wrong. You see what I'm pointing? See, we try to throw it off on just prayer, but if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You might. I come that you might. What that mean? You might not if you don't obey. I'm pausing for conviction. How you feel right now? How you been feeling all day long? How you feel when you get up in the morning? So he says here in the 5th verse, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now look what the 6th verse say it over. See? But let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let him ask in faith. Don't just be asking. Ask in faith, being willing to obey God, whether you lack it or not. Now, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to get no help without eating right. You can forget it. You can forget. You can pray all you want. The devil going to put something on your tail. I'm telling you right now, my tail too. If you're not going to obey him, if you're not going to look and try to find out how to take care of yourself, most people don't know how to take care of themselves. I didn't. For years. I thought teaching on health about 10, 20 years ago. How long? I didn't know. So I got some things to be undone. Most of y'all got stuff to be undone. I said most of y'all got stuff to be undone. I said most of y'all got stuff. I say most of y'all got stuff to be undone. I say most of y'all got stuff to be undone. Don't sit there and just look at me feeling sorry for me. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm doing something. All right? Hey, but you got to ask in faith for wisdom. Now listen to this one. Health glory is falling. Will you be in the number who receive supernatural health in your body? Let me give you that again. Health glory is falling. Will you be in the number who will receive supernatural health in your body? Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Health glory. Say, health glory is falling. Hallelujah, 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 health glory, hallelujah. Health glory is falling on my body right now. All that God is, all that God has, all that God can do. Now, I pray this prayer. You don't have to pray it. God, forgive me for being stupid. I prayed that prayer. I prayed it. I told him. I said, God, I've been stupid. I ain't know what to do. I've been praying and preaching and didn't know I had some other stuff to do for you to keep my body healthy. Oh, my. Let me, I got to rush now. I got to rush. Let's see. Health glory is falling. That's what I told you, right?
Yes, sir.
Will you be in the number who receive supernatural health in your body? You're not going to receive no supernatural health at a doctor's office. You receive help to hold you, but it's not going to be a manifestation. I can tell you right now, you're not. I'll tell all the doctors right now, thank God for you. If I get in a wreck, take me to the hospital. Emergency. Take me to the hospital. So them pills are not going to make you healthy. You can take all the vitamin you want. You can take 72 a day if you want. They're not going to keep you healthy. You understand me? Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't take none. But don't you think that's the answer. Because it's not. You understand that? How many of y'all take vitamins? How many of y'all take 50? No, that's all right. That's all right. There in 1 Corinthians 6:19, what know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? I didn't read Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. We did read it, right?
Yes,
all right. What? Know you not? What? Now, look what it asks. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? You mean the Holy Ghost in me and I'm still sick? What happened? What you have of God, and here's where you need to be obedient. You're not your own. Your body don't belong to you. Your body belongs to God. Wow. Then the 20th verse says what? But you're bought with a price. So that great on be sick, make God look bad, act like he can't do it, and hallelujah. No, it says, for you're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body, not just with your mouth, and in your spirit with your God. Be healthy for God. Be healthy to glorify him. My goodness. Huh? Oh, my goodness. Be healthy to glorify God. Say, what's wrong with you? Nothing. What kind of medicine you on? None. That don't even sound right. How many medicine you take? None. It shocked people when you tell them, what? You ain't on no medicine? None. I see you on no medicine. But don't stop taking it crazy. If you're not going to make no adjustment, keep taking it. When you start making adjustment, when you go back to the doctor, he's going to make some adjustment because he's going to read different. Ooh, Jesus. Now, here's an impartation here. Becoming a disciple over your health by taking authority over your eating in Jesus' name. John 14, verse 13 and 14. Become a disciple over your health by taking authority over your eating in Jesus' name. How many of you know what's wrong to eat? How many know what right to eat? I'm not going to ask how many are doing it. Go ahead, but. Becoming a disciple over your health by taking authority. Now, don't think this is being taught in the body of Christ at large. It's not. What you receive here on a Wednesday night is an extension of your life. It's wheelchair skipping. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
sir. We're skipping the wheelchair. Ask the Holy Ghost to help you take authority over what you're putting in your mouth. Now, popular preachers can't preach this because they want you to come back. They're worried about an offering. They're worried about, see, but apostle don't worry about none of that. Apostle tell you the truth. God put you in a position you don't have to worry about that. Preach my word. All we got a remnant are going to take it. Always got somebody with enough spiritual sense to know I need to hear this. So there in John 14, 13, whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Go to the next verse quickly. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it, if you cooperate with me. Stop committing slow suicide with unhealthy food. It's suicide. I just learned, I learned a few years ago myself. It's suicide. I was training some people in a class, and I had a question. I said, you don't have to answer it. It was ministers. I said, how many of y'all can stand up and teach help? Help me, Holy Ghost. You got to have a body like this to teach help. You can't be over here and over here and say, I'm going to tell y'all how to be healthy. I'm telling the truth. How much would you listen to me if I was over here and over here? He said, he ought to kind of listen to himself. So it was solid in that class. Because I had a few overweight. Now, let me give you another secret. Get off all them diets. Eat healthy. And your body going to drop down to its normal place. But y'all looking for a pill, or we're looking for some kind of recipe to make us small. Stop worrying about your weight. Eat right. The weight going to take care of itself. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, stop looking at your body and talking about, oh, I got to lose it. Don't worry about that. Just eat right. See, what we're trying to do is keep the weight down. I got to look at this, but I got to get this. And so the commercial is waiting on you. Stop committing slow suicide with unhealthy foods. I should have got up here and just preached that all night. Stop committing slow suicide with unhealthy food. See, he ain't going to say nothing in no scripture. Stop committing slow suicide with unhealthy food. Just the whole hour. Stop committing slow suicide with unhealthy food. See, what are you preaching about? Stop committing. All right, I got one or two more things I'm going to tell you. You got to go over these things, all right? It's time to start your health revival. The anointing for it is knocking on the door of your heart now. It's time, I'm talking to every individual here, it's time for you to start your health revival. All right? In Revelation 3:20, you know what that says, right? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I'll come in and sup with him, he with me. Healthy supper. I didn't see that yet. I didn't see that, but I'll come in and sup. And can Jesus sit at the table with you? Huh? But I like it. I know. I like it too, but it don't like me. All right. Let me teach you about superior help with kingdom backup. I'm going to give you a voice with that. Let me teach you about superior help with kingdom backup. You want the scripture? Yes, sir. Scripture, you've heard it before. Turn to Psalm 139, verse 14. Psalm 139, verse 14. The Holy Ghost said, let me teach you about superior health with kingdom backup. You were designed to be healthy. Your body makeup. That's why you got a kidney. That's why you got a liver. They all work together. You give them the right food, they operate. They begin to change things. You got an operating team on the inside of you. Can operate on anything. And leave all your parts in. So he says here, let me teach you about superior health with kingdom backup. What kind of health?
Superior.
What kind of backup?
Kingdom backup.
Psalm 139, verse 14. Now, that voice, when I first found that voice years ago, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous are thy work. Then it says, and my soul knows right well. Well, that's 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, as your mind, your will, your imagination, all that got to be. So you got to soak your soul in health. One of the reasons we can't change like we want to change is the mind deal. Feeling. All right. Here's the keys to disease proof in your body. I'm about to give you a scripture with the keys to disease proof in your body. Isn't that something? That's the way he told it to me. The keys to disease or sickness, disease proof in your body. Matthew 16:19. It's a revelation. Turn to it. Matthew 16:19. There's the keys. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Now, that's based on revelation. I'm teaching on the basis of revelation. You got the Holy Spirit. You got to go back to Acts 10:38. You got to have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost working with you on revelation. Not on your feeling, not on what they told you at school and all that stuff. Two more things I'm going to give you tonight. One of them is the form of a question. And you will answer this before I get it out of my mouth, but you might be lying. I'll tell you, because do you have a healthy mindset? Now, with all this stuff around us, it's not easy to have a healthy mindset unless this one night of teaching can give you a healthy mindset. If you go back over it, and linger at the scriptures and the principle that was given you, you can develop a healthy mindset. But most Christians do not have a healthy mindset because they don't think health is possible. Because they're on a roll with 15 people and 14 of them sick. And the other one leaning. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? Don't leave your discouraged. Don't leave your act like nothing didn't happen to you. Do some research. I'm going to put some books up in here. That's what I'm going to do. So I'll make y'all read them. If you're broke, I'm going to buy it for you. You ain't got to be being broke nor sick of this church. Wait a minute. The keys to disease proof in your body. What do you say? What do you say in that verse? 16:19. Matthew 16:19. Go ahead, read it. I lose help. In my body. Say, I lose health.
I lose health.
In my body.
In my body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Don't expect not to be healed. Don't expect not to be healthy. Don't expect the report's been given to you, got to live with you the rest of your life. It's very simple. Make some changes. Do you have a healthy mindset? If not, build it. Romans 12:2. Look at Romans 12:2. You know the scripture. Then I got one more thing I'm going to say to you. Be not conformed to the world, be you transformed. See about how? By renewing your mind. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, my last statement here on this message here. Nutrition, You want to get in a on a nutrition diet, nutritarian diet, eating the right thing. All them books and stuff out there, all these people talking on YouTube, they say some things right, but a lot of them wrong. Nutrition, exercise, positive mindset. You must develop to walk in health. Nutrition, exercise, and a positive mindset. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop saying, I'm not going to make it, or I just got to put up with it. You don't have to. Stand on your feet. I'm going to pray with you. Holy Spirit, you have to help us now in the name of Jesus. Let an anointing flow over this congregation, over the airwave of members all over the world. Visit their home. Visit all our home. And give us the mindset. Help us renew our mind that we can be well and not sick. We thank you right now. We thank you for all the manifestation, all the demonstration that is coming to the body of Christ. Once it hits strong here, it's going to hit all over the world. We thank you. Whoever listens on New York Thompson TV, that they get a revelation like never before. We thank you. Let love supersede all the things we have to say that sound like they're negative. We thank you right now for the healing of every person under the sound of my voice. No matter what sickness, what disease, how long they've been having it, no matter what their ages are, it doesn't matter. We pray and believe to back your word up. Your word was given, many scriptures was given out of your word. I expect you to back your word up and manifest. If there are anybody here, El Kota La Mensa, in pain, may that pain leave them now in Jesus' name. Let me give you that prophecy he gave me, and I'm going to close. Who said it couldn't be done, Leroy? Your body is being renewed. There's more to come. There's more to come. Never underestimate your faith. Attitude, fuel, and fuel is talking about putting the right stuff in your body. Attitude, fuel, and faith must flow in my wisdom. Accept the truth and stop resisting the truth. That is the only way I can set you free from sickness and disease. Prayer, meditating, going to church will never set you free without acting on the revelation that I'm sending to you now. Nothing is never impossible with me and you pulling together. Get to the last statement. Nothing is never impossible with me and you putting together. Come on. Praise God. Praise God.